100.1 True North FM on a very cold Monday afternoon. Keep yourself warm if you are heading out. And I'm joined in studio by Tammy from Homebase here in Yellowknife. Homebase Yellowknife is the first recipient of the True North FM Community Voice Fund in partnership with the Gachacoa Mine. Tammy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So, Tammy, for those who might not know what Homebase is, can you give us a little bit of an idea of what your organization is about?
So Homebase has been in place for 2 years now, and it is a growth from the Side Door Ministries, new board, some new staff. I'm the new executive director. We just wanted to take a look at youth homelessness in the city and see how we could make it work better for everyone. So the organization is a nonprofit charitable organization that provides support and housing for youth in the city between the ages of 12 and 24.
Excellent. So with that, not only does your organization help youth, but there's a lot of programs that you have involved regarding youth and upbringing as well. Can you tell us a little bit about a few of the programs that you have?
Sure. So we operate a youth shelter. The ages for the shelter are for it's co-ed, or anybody between the ages of 12 and 19 can come. We also have a live-in dorms where some youth that don't have a place to go or family support live in, and we provide them with that ongoing support. The youth center is located next to Overlander Sports, the red and blue building. We're on the lower floor, and that is open when the shelter's not open. And there is services for youth when it comes to education, looking for a job. There's games there. There's access to the internet, laundry, shower, that type of thing. And then also we offer housing in regular market rentals or in our own apartment building, which is Park Place, right next to the City Hall. And that is actually putting youth, our older youth, in their own space and providing them with support in order for them to be successful living on their own.
And one of the things that Homebase usually looks for is help from the community, volunteers. So what can volunteers do to help out Homebase?
So we've been very fortunate to get some great funding that we'll announce shortly. That we're able to hire a volunteer coordinator who works part-time for our organization. And this person will be looking to sign up volunteers. Now, a volunteer can do anything from spending a couple hours a week with a youth or, you know, helping repair something in a building. So a wide variety, maybe they have a talent or a, you know, something that they can do, like beading or playing guitar or anything like that. If they want to engage with the youth, we'd be more than happy to have them on board.
Excellent. Now, not only that, Homebase has also taken up the mantle as the host for the Coldest Night of the Year Walk, which is happening on the 25th of February.
Yes, that is a national strategy to support homelessness. And this is our first year, so we're going to try really hard to make it successful in the city. And it will be a walk. So there will be an option for 2K or 5K walk. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to partner and have some warming stations set up along the way because it could be cold on the 25th of February. Mm-hmm. And it'll start and finish at the youth center. And there'll be some, we're planning on having some chili and warm drinks for people at the beginning and at the end of the walk.
This is an absolutely fabulous way for people who are looking to give back to the community as well. And going into the holiday season, a lot of families are needing a little bit of help one way or another. But when people think of the holidays, usually think of families. But there are teens and young adults that do need assistance during this time of the year as well.
Yeah. And, you know, we think about the holiday season being such a fun, like you said, family time. It can be a really traumatic time for a lot of people, especially our youth that are not connected to a family. So we try the best that we can at all of our programs to make Christmas something really special for our youth. And so definitely if there's anybody that wants to donate to that cause, we'll be having Christmas parties for the youth and having presents for them and stockings and all those things that we all take advantage of because we get it every year at our own home and with our own family.
Tammy, if people are looking for more information about home base, where can they find it?
The best way to find it is on our website. We have a really good website. It's www.homebaseyk.com, and you can see all of our programs, and there's also contact information on there.
Excellent. Tammy, thank you for joining us today. I want to let you know that Homebase YK is our first recipient of the True North FM and the Gahcho-Kué Mines Community Voice Fund, as we are looking for more organizations and non-for-profit groups. We want to say thank you to Tammy and Homebase YK for applying online. You can do so as well over at mytruenorthnow.com. Tammy, thank you for your time and joining me in studio today.
Thank you very much.